Good morning, and good morning, good Nerviantif. Hope you're all doing well. Today we're learning Maseches Baba Metzia, Daf Samach, and we're starting on the very bottom line of Mentes and the base. We'll be going today until the end of the Perek to finish Perek HaZohav, and then starting tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will dig in to take our first bite out of the apple of Perek Ezim Neshech. Let us jump right in. Bottom line, Nuntes Amid Beis. In Ma'arvin Peros Peperos, Rashi explains, if you and I make a pact that I'm going to make a deal with you, you're going to buy from bushel number one, I cannot mix the produce of bushel number one and bushel number two, even if they're the same fruit. You and I have an agreement, and that is the way that that our agreement is structured. And afilu chadashim bechadashim, even if everything is new, it doesn't matter. No changing at all. We have to make a deal the way that we made a deal. It has to stay that way. Bein tzarach lomar chadashim b'yashanim pashut, that it should be the case that we are not allowed to swap out chadashim b'yashanim because yashanim are better. So that part is obvious. Why are yashanim better? Because when we're talking about grains, the more dry and brittle they are, the finer they ground into flour, which is why we don't want to switch out chadashim b'yashanim. The Gemara then drops on the top of Samach Amud Aleph in the Mishnah be'emes amru, a unique phrase which we'll analyze in the Gemara. We are allowed to take stronger wine and weave it in and mix it in to softer wine because that is to the benefit of the buyer of the lokeach. So we can be ma'arev kasha b'rach mitneshu mashbicho, because when I'm basically doing something in your favor, I'm taking a stronger wine and I'm adding it to your weaker wine, which requires you to do less dilution. We are on the top of Samach Amud Aleph, three lines down in the Mishnah. Ein ma'arvin shmore yayin b'yayin. I'm not allowed to mix in the shmarim, the sediment, the peels, everything that was used initially to create the wine. I cannot mix those into the wine. That's the first half of the sentence. And in the second half of the sentence, the Gemara talks out of both sides of its mouth. Aval nosin lo shmaro. You're not allowed to give the shmarim into the wine, but you can give the shmarim into the wine. You don't have to be a Tana or an Amora to see that that's difficult. So we'll have to see in the Gemara what that means. Mission is Arab Mayim B'yeno, a person who waters down some of their wine. You're not allowed to sell it to a store. You cannot sell it in a store unless you publicize it. For example, let's say I own a store and I'm selling wine, but I have a wine that's particularly watered down or watered down at all. So I have to say one part water to five. I have to tell everybody how many parts of water there are relative to the parts of wine. Below the tagar, and I can't sell them to a broader, a bigger merchant who sells to stores, because afal pi shodiu, even if I tell him esheinu elo l'ramos bo, he's going to use that to make a mint. He's more likely to be a little bit dishonest. It's unique how in halacha we trust certain people in the food chain more than we trust other people. Not for now. Makom shenagu lahatel mayim b'yayin yatilu. However, in a place where it's commonplace for people to water down their wine, that is acceptable. I don't know what we do with our wine. I presume it's watered down a little, but I presume.
No,
I don't know, but my sense from the Gemara was that the wine was extremely strong in its original form. That's definitely true in the times of the Gemara. I just don't know what we do. But in a place where it's considered standard to water down wine, that's considered acceptable in a sale between me and you. Atagar notal mehig runos v'nosein l'soch megura achas. The tagar, that middleman, the wholesaler, he's allowed to take grain from five different granaries and put them into one container. That's totally acceptable. And mehegitos v'notzen l'soch pitum echad. As well, one can take from five wine presses and place them into one cask. That's all acceptable. But this person has to make sure that they're being yashar about it. Again, we can't totally cripple the tagar. We don't want to set him up for failure, but we also can't cripple him. So that's the balancing act that the Mishnah is trying to take with the tagar. You can't give the guy wine that's watered down. That's okay. But you also can't tell him he can't do business. So he's allowed to buy grains and or grapes from various locations and combine them into one bucket as long as he's not trying to hurt anybody. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa opens on Samach Amud Aleph, 12 lines down. Ein tzarach lomar chadashos me'arba v'yashanos mishalosh de'ein ma'arvin. Pasha, that you're not supposed to take 4 units of the new stuff and 3 units of the old stuff, because as mentioned, the old stuff was better. But says the Gemara, lafil chadashos mishalosh v'yashanos me'arba, even if the new stuff was less and the old stuff was more, ein ma'arvin mibnei sh'adam rotze liyashna. People like to age their own stuff. I don't know. I don't know if that's today's, we're an immediate satisfaction culture. We don't like these things, but there are people who like to age things. So that's why the Gemara says that even if it's in favor of the Yeshanos, which really are better, that's what the Mishnah implied it on the top line of the page, when it said, Ve'en tzarech lomar chadashim b'yashanim. But here, even though that's true, it's not considered a fair sale if I am offsetting things, but even in your favor as it relates to Yashan, because I might want to age them. What was this language of Be'emes Amru? We had said, that we're allowed to put stronger wine in with softer wine. Amr Rabbi Elazar, Ada Amra, what this tells us is kol quotes be'emes amru, end quote, halachahi, that whenever the Mishnah says be'emes amru, it means that we pask in this way. Very unique language. Says the Rashi, two-thirds of the way down, what does this mean? We've seen be'emes amru before. And Rashi says, midi yohiv tam lemilse, mibnesh mashpicha, ve'en legamgen badabar, ve'nokad balamas nisen, be'emes. Shema mina, ho'echam detani, be'emes halacha, ve'en lechasim ulegamgen badabar. What Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was doing was just kind of a little bit of a mic drop. Guys, we're not messing around. Emes Amru, this is the din, with no machlokas. The problem with this, as some of the Rishonim point out, is that the Tosefta doesn't agree with our Mishnah. So what do you mean by Emes Amru in the Gamgin? There's another Tosefta that disagrees with you. So some of the Mepharshim explain that what that means is that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is poskening against the Tosefta. He's saying this, I know what's out there. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi knows what's out there, but he was passing against the Tosefta that we are allowed to be ma'ariv stronger wine with softer wine. Third of the way down, Amar of Nachman Uvein Agitos Shanu. When is it true that you're allowed to put the stronger wine with the less strong wine? That's only when the gitos are active. That's only when it's wine season. Because now we have people who are mixing things that are not benagitos. That's not a problem at all because I'm a Republic. People are okay with it. People are being ma'ariv all the time. And as long as it's publicized, as long as the signs on the table, the signs in the store are clear, everyone's good. Rav Acha Bred Rebika gives a different answer. Amar, he says, Hamani, who is this Shita like? That is Rav Acha. What does he hold? The Tanya. Rav Acha Matir, the Dover Hanitam. He allows any mixing, provided that people are given a little sample, a little taste. So sometimes you'll go to Jewel, they'll be pouring wines. How that works, but they'll be pouring wines. So if you can taste the wine and say, oh, okay, I can tell that this wasn't the original intensity, it's watered down, but I'm okay with it, mutter. And the Chiddush is, according to this Shita, is that even when it's not in season. So according to the first approach, the approach of Rav Nachman, that it's only Uvein Agitos Shana, we only allow the mixing of Kosher Birach when it's the season of grapes, when it's the season of making wine. But Rav Acha says that really that's not true. It's any time you're able to taste the wine, then you're allowed to accept the fact that the Arev is added into the Rach. We had said, Ve'ein ma'arvin shmara yayin b'yayin, and then we spoke out of both sides of our mouths and said, Aval nosin lo shmara, which is obviously a blaring stira as to whether or not we can add the dredge of the grapes back into the wine. Ve'ein ma'arvin shmara yayin b'yayin, which one is it? You can't say both. If you want to say that when the Mishnah says nosin lo shmarav, that you are allowed to add the sediment, that's to come modalei. That's when you inform the person that you're adding them. That can't be because I make tani sefa. It said at the end of our Mishnah on the top of the page, it also says v'lo tagar afal pishim odio. What does that imply about the resha? Michlal the resha afal gav v'lo modalei. That even if the guy doesn't know, we still would say in our Mishnah nosin lo shmarav. So how do we understand the stira in our Mishnah? The Mishnah, which says on the one hand you can't add shmarim, and the next line it says you should add shmarim. Amar Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar, Ein Ma'arvin Shmarim Shel Emesh B'Shel Yom. We cannot add the shmarim from yesterday's batch into today's batch. Below Shel Yom B'Shel Emesh. We also can't mix today's batch with yesterday's batch. Abal Nosin Lo Shmarim of today's batch. That's considered acceptable, and that's why the Mishnah again is very cryptic. It didn't write clearly, but the Gemara now touches and explains that that's what the Gemara means. Three lines into the wide lens, let's bring a raya for this approach of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, who said that what we're talking about in our Mishnah is that we are allowed to add if the shmarim and the wine are from the same batch, but not if one's from yesterday and one's from today. Tanya Nami Hachi. Rav Yehuda Omer, different Rav Yehuda, obviously. The first Rav Yehuda, which is two lines down, is an Amora. This Rav Yehuda is in a Brisa, so obviously he's a Tano. Rav Yehuda Omer, Hashofe Yain Lechaber. If I'm pouring off wine and I pour it slowly, so I keep the grapes inside the container and I'm pouring off just the wine. So if I'm able to successfully do that, hareze lo ya'arves shel emesh b'shel yom, velo shel yom b'shel emesh. You're not allowed to mix the sediment from one day or the grapes from one day and the wine from another. Aval ma'arves shel emesh b'shel emesh b'shel yom b'shel yom. That's perfectly acceptable and a reasonable explanation of our Mishnah, and that's how we answer those conflicting lines on the third line of the page of ein ma'arvin shmar yayin b'yayin and aval nosein lo shmar, which are opposites. Again, the distinction is that you're not allowed when it's grapes from one day, wine from another, but you are allowed when the grapes and wine are from the same batch. Six lines into the wide lines, three-fourths of the way down on Samach HaMadal Mishnah, it's Arv Mayim B'Yeno. We had said that if a person does add water to his wine, HaRezeh Lo Yimkor B'Chanus, you're not allowed to sell it in the store. Elin Kein Modi, you have to tell the store owner, just letting you know, or I should say the store owner has to tell the buyer that this is a little bit watered. And the Gemara tells a story about this, which seems to go against our Mishnah, Rava. Rabbi sent his shamish to go buy him a barrel of wine. So the guy goes to buy him a barrel of wine. Mazgei tami. He diluted the wine in a way which was his typical. Rabbi liked a more watered down version of wine, as we will soon see. But lo hava basim, it wasn't flavorful, meaning it wasn't a good year of grapes. So shadre lechanusa, he brought it back to the store with his receipt and got his money back. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says to Rava, you can't give it back to the middleman, to the store maybe, but you can't give it back to the middleman because even if you tell him, we're concerned that he's a Ramay, we're concerned that he's gonna do something not right. So you cannot return it back, watered down. He can only sell the original as it was. Amar le says to Gemara, Mizgodidi Meda Yudia. Everybody knows, says Rava, that everybody knows my flavoring will taste very differently. Rava was apparently one who watered down his drinks quite a bit. That's what Rashi says, 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Meziga di Meda Yudia, Shani Nosin Ba Maim Harbe. A little bit of insight into Rava's drinking habits. Wine was regular, it was a staple in their life. And he would water down his more. So he said, there's no way anyone would ever taste my wine and say, this is normal wine, like drinking Bartanura. The Gemara says, maybe the Tagar will add a little bit more wine to offset Rava's watering down, and then he'll sell it again. And maybe that's on Rava to not return it, because if you sell back watered down wine, then the seller is going to just add more wine to concentrate it more and then resell it. Says the Gemara, that's not Rava's problem. In Canaan, the Dover, so. What does that mean? I was listening to a share on this from Rabbi Ari Leibowitz from YU. He said, "What are you going to do? You can't sell water because someone might add wine." Ad heichlan, like how far? That's not my achrayis. And from Rabbi's perspective, I'm allowed to return the wine. But that's your terms and conditions. I can return it. Your wine doesn't taste good. Is it my problem if the tagar? No, that's not my problem anymore. That's the tagar's problem if he adds more wine to reconstitute it. 8 lines from the bottom. Makom shenagu lahatzel mayim deyayin yatilu. In a place where it's considered acceptable to add water into wine to dilute it, to pre-dilute it before you sell it, no problem. Tana, we have a brisa. Lemechsa l'shlish v'lerviya. Some add half, some add only a third, and some add only a quarter. That's how we get some of our wines, I presume, to be much more concentrated with alcohol. Amarav ubein agito shanu. When is this true that we say that makom shenagu lahatzel mayim deyayin? He limits it only to the wine season. But when it's not wine season, you can only sell undiluted wine. So it seems the Gemara to say. This brings us to the last Mishnah of the Perek, 8 lines or so from the bottom of Samach Hamad Aleph. We're going to be stopping at the Perek of Ezu Neshech, and we'll start with a clean start tomorrow. I think tomorrow night's shir is
6:40.
What day is it today?
Yom
Tov is tonight. So tomorrow, it's very confusing. So tomorrow is 6:40, correct. Okay, so says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yechalek achen v'ni kelayos ve'egozim l'tinokos v'neishim l'raglin lo v'etzlam. It's not an appropriate business practice to give out candies to children as they come into stores. What's the concern? So the concern is that children will only frequent the stores that hand out the candies, even if the pricing of those stores is a little bit higher. And then when the parents send the kids to go buy flour, they're always going to go to Whole Foods instead of going to Jewel. That's not fair. Not fair to the parents. So therefore, the sellers should not entice the children with candies. Say the Chachamim, I don't agree with you. This is not predatory. The Chachamim, matir, they allow it. Lo yichases hashar, they shouldn't sell below market value because that's not fair. If Jewel is always selling below market value, then that's not fair to the mom and pop shops who have to charge a little bit more. The Chachamim are mzachur latov. It's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with selling below market value. We'll see why this is true in the Gemara. Lo yavor es agrisin, you shouldn't filter out the beans. Yes, you should. You can filter out the garbage from the beans. You could take out all the leaves, all the whatevers, get rid of it all, make it look nicer. But the Chachamim agree, you shouldn't only clean out the top layer of the beans. That's dishonest. Because then you're giving the impression that everything below is equally clean. That's not true. So I like to think about this and like when you're buying a container of blueberries. If all the blueberries on the top look awesome, but the blueberries on the bottom are moldy, if you package it that way, that's asr, la halacha, that's not allowed. You, because it's deceitful. You're making it seem like everything is perfect and it's not. And ein mefarchesin lo asa adam lo asa behemav lo asa kelim. You're not allowed to beautify a person or an animal or items that you're selling beyond their beauty. Poskim discussed this in regards to shidduchim. Are you allowed to make yourself look very pretty on a date. All put together, brush your hair, brush your teeth, cologne, everything. Facials, makeup for women. Can you dye your hair? Can you straighten your hair? Whatever. All of these things are discussed. Some of the posts can make a distinction. A man or a woman is allowed to dress themselves up if they regularly might be marginally attractive and they're elevating themselves to be more attractive. That's normal. But if you have a mum, if you have a blemish, a significant blemish that you should not conceal to the person that you're dating, that is not acceptable to cover that blemish in a way that they could no longer recognize it. So I don't know what this means. I'm just thinking a little tushta. What would happen if a person had a prosthetic leg? How transparent do you have to be on your first date? Is that the violation of mefarchesin es ha'adam, the ein mefarchesin lo es ha'adam, because you haven't shared your mum? Yes or no? Okay, so let's get into the Gemara. My tamal derabanan. Why do the rabbis, if the Tanakhama of our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says that giving kolayos that goes into kids is margil and lavo, so it's a little predatory because you're forcing kids to shop there. Why do the Chachamim argue? Says the Gemara, because the Amar Lei, the storeroom can say, Anam afligna emgozi, I'm giving out nuts. Be'at plig shiski, you go give out fig. What do you? I'm not saying you can't do what I'm doing. I'm just making my store a very appealing place. But you can't have a store that has a more appealing physical look that people want to be there. Why not? Everyone has, it's an open market, open season. Everyone can do whatever they want. I'm not stopping anyone. We said, how could the Chachamim say that it's okay to have a lower market price? Turning to the top of Samach Hamad Beis, because it's beneficial for the market. Why is it beneficial for the market? Competition is a wonderful way to lower pricing. That's how everything works in our culture in regards to supply and demand. Every car dealer has this shtiklach and that discount and this code. Everybody, that's the way things go. That's the way things are. That's our whole market, and it's totally reasonable. We said that you cannot clean out the beans. You have to sell the beans as dirty as they come. What is the sheet of the chachamim? That's Rav Acha. That's Rav Acha. The tanya Rav Acha matir b'davar hanira. Rav Acha says the guy's got eyes. He can look. You're going to buy beans, sift through the beans to see what they look like underneath. You're a big boy. Go shopping the right way. You don't need to only look at you. You only see the top layer. You know that you're shopping. You know that the stores are stores. You ever go to Jewel? The apples are perfect. Don't they put the nicer apples on top? You know, I presume that they pick the shinier, better looking apples and put them on the top. So Rav Acha says, that's not usur. The Chacham in our Mishnah, that's not usur. I'm the buyer. I have to take achrayus for what I buy. I was just in Hungarian, whatever it's called, and there's a sign there by the thing that says, please make sure, while we made everything kosher the Pesach, please make sure the hechsherim work for you. I'm the lokeach. It's my job to look at the package. I'm going to go buy beans. It's my job to sift through and take what I want. The fact that it looks nice on the top, no problem at all, say the chacham. We say, in mefarches in losa adam, losa kelim. We spoke about beautifying people. Avodim and kelim, tanu rabbanan. In mesharvetim es abahim. You're not allowed to make the hair look beautiful on an animal. Ve'nofchan bekirbayim. If you're selling the innards of an animal, you can't make them look a little bit more swollen and a little bit more, a lot larger than they are. Ve'in shor nes abasar b'mayim. You cannot soak meat in water. My aim mesharvetim. What does it mean you can't beautify the hair? Hacha. Tirgumu Maya de Chizra. What's Maya de Chizra? Fourth line of Rashi in the middle of Lanzi, Ramaskal Maya de Chizra. Mashkin Osa Me Subin, Me Nofkin, Me Eha, Visaru Niskaf. It was a drink that would make the insides look bigger and make the hair look more beautiful. And that's not allowed. Ze'iri Omar of Kahana Mizakafta. All that's talking about is brushing the hair of the animal on your own. Now, that's totally different. And seemingly the Tanakhama holds, I should say everybody holds in our Mishnah that that's not allowed. So what does that mean? I have to see what it means in the post. Shmuel shar lemirma tumi lesarbala. Shmuel allows one to add silk to a garment. Rabbi Yehuda shar lekiskuse karmi. He says you're allowed to press or maybe kind of starch a garment to make it look better. Rabba shar lemedak sardi, that you're allowed to beat canvas to make it look a little nicer. Rabba shar letzlume gire, that you're allowed to add pictures of arrows, which I guess was in back in the day. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel shar letzlume dikule, that you're allowed to paint pictures of baskets. How can you say any of these leniencies? But on tan mefarchesin ein mefarchesin lo asa adam lo asa behem lo asa kelim. Says Gemara lo kasha, and this is where the massive and very important halachic chakira comes in. Habechadati habeatiki. When you're taking something that's new and making it a little bit better, that's not a problem. Everybody knows that it's new. Habeatiki. However, if you're taking something that's very old and you're making it look very new, that's a problem. I'm going to give an example. Nobody here, I presume, does Botox, but I'm just going to give it as an example. You do Botox? I'm just making sure.
What's that?
Okay, good. So the ma'aseh, I'm not a rabbi. I mean, I'm not paskening anything, but I'm asking you a question. If we have a din of ein mefarchesin es ha'adam, and it says be'atiki that if there's something that's old, you cannot frame it as something new. Can you take a woman who looks aged? She looks 50 or 60, but with all of the Botox, with all of the injections, with all of the things that make your face look younger, now she looks 30, and she goes on a date. Isn't that the Isra of the Mishnah? Because she's atiki, she's old, she's presenting herself as young. So the Gemara seems to have a limiting factor on those kinds of things. Not specifically that, don't get upset, not specifically that. Those kinds of things seem to be in this genre of halacha that we are not allowed to take something that's old and present it as new in the market. Not allowed.
Basically, deceiving people.
That's what we're talking about.
Straight up.
Right. Straight up.
I mean, the question is, where it's something that you just keep doing.
What? Why?
She can get the when the Botox wears off, you just do it again.
Yeah, but it's the same problem again, because so, that means that the guy, when she's dating, the guy's going to think she's
that,
30.
That is her.
No, she's still 60. It's not her. Well, you're bought into this culture, David. I'm with you. It's fantastic.
All the examples that you gave, those are things that you can replicate.
You can replicate.
But
it doesn't make her 30.
These cars are nicer to talk about. You know,
yeah.
Where the insides don't work at all. And it comes with
let's say spinning back,
wax
spinning
guy.
Back the odometer. You
right.
know, it's
right.
That's mamish.
Yeah, for sure.
That's Geneva. That's totally.
I would even completely wax it to the point that it's shining. But we both know it's being held together with chewing gum.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, he gave a fascinating example. He said, can a man, forgetting issues of, you know, Lo Silbash, all those kinds of things, can a man dye his hair to make himself look younger?
Yeah.
Not stam. Forget about begging for a moment. Just not stam. But if you're marketing yourself in a date, it's a way to communicate to others that I am young.
Right.
If there's someone who looks 60 or 70 with their white hair and they look 30 or 40 with their dark hair and they're being hired based on what it appears, we'll see an example of something more in a moment. That's awesome. And let's see this example in the Gemara. Pirchus to Adam Maihi, what type of improvements of a person are we talking about? Ki ha, dahu avda saba. There was an older Ebed. To Azal, he went, Sabe le reshe, he dyed his hair, uladikne, and he dyed his beard. Asa lekami de Rava. He went over to Rava and said, Omar Lane, Zivnan, hire me. I'm 30 years old. I'm a strapping young man. Amarle, I'm not allowed. You and Ani and Bnei Beischa, I only hire poor people. I don't hire Avadim. It's fascinating because that seems to not be the trend in throughout Shas, but not for now. Also, the commander of Papa Bar Shmuel and Zabne. Rav Shmuel Bar Papa did hire the guy. So Yom Echad, then everything hits the fan. Yom Echad, Amarle, Ashki and Mayim. Then Rav Papa Bar Shmuel says to this charlatan, he says to this 30, at least what looks like a 30-year-old man, Ashki and Mayim, go get me some water. So he ran to the bathroom, Azal, Chibre the Resha the Dikne, and then he took all the color out of his hair. All of a sudden he comes outside, white as can be, white as the snow is white. And he has white hair and a white beard. Amar Le Chazi Da'ana Koshish Me'avuch, I'm older than your father, Rabba. What are you asking me to schlep around for? So Kari Anapshe, Rabba Papa said about himself, Tzadik Mitzar Nechlatz V'yavo Acher Tachta. Rabba, this is a pasuk, but Rabba was the Tzadik who got himself out of this scenario. Rav Papa said, I'm the guy, I'm the schnook who took this charlatan as an Eved, and it wasn't worth it for me. Hadron Allah Azab Baruch Hashem, we finished the fourth parak and a difficult one at that parak. Azab Yerutzen, we should come back to this daf in 7.5 years. We'll be starting with a new parak tomorrow at 6:40 p.m. Wishing you all a beautiful Shvi Shal Pesach.